Dave and Tom will resume their discussion of occult invasion next week. We hope you can join us. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead, answers to your questions in Contending for the Faith. And in Understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will continue their discussion of God's salvation. Please keep in mind that in addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a variety of materials, including books, video and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us toll-free at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Ask for program number 1219 and be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from World Magazine, under the headline, Beauty and the Breed. In 1980, a California company started a Nobel Sperm Bank, which sold sperm of Nobel Prize winners to help women give artificially inseminated birth to smart babies. The latest thing in eugenics is to breed for beauty, not brains. Ron Harris, fashion photographer, producer of exercise videos, director for Playboy TV, and, significantly, a horse breeder, has launched a website to allow people to bid for the eggs of beautiful models. The website, ronsangels.com, shows the photographs of four glamorous women who are selling their ova to the highest bidder. The minimum bid is $15,000. Reportedly, he already has a bid for $42,000. The usual price paid through infertility clinics is $2,500 to $3,000. The idea is that these eggs could be fertilized and planted in the womb of a woman who is either infertile or presumably not so beautiful as a way of breeding good-looking children. In addition, Mr. Harris plans down the road to sell the sperm of male models with bids starting at $10,000. It could thus be possible for couples to purchase both male and female genetic material to breed a really good-looking child, who could, however, have no biological connection to them. Harris maintains that society's obsession with good looks is part of evolution, which favors fitness and good health. Attractive people are more popular and more successful in life. And, of course, we all want the best for our children.
Dave, the reason this is in here, obviously it's not a religious item, but it's of concern to me because it has to do with altering genes for basically man playing God in terms of the development of their offspring.
Yeah, Tom, you really catch me. You didn't warn me about this. I don't even know how to react to this. You know, they have an old saying, even the secular world had it, beauty is only skin deep. Mm-hmm. You can have a very beautiful woman who is very selfish, who could be mean-spirited. What is going on here is just part of what has been happening, I guess, since the Garden of Eden. And that is, we're turning, and it really relates to what we were just talking about. It relates to turning from the spiritual and from truth to the physical, to from the eternal to the temporal. Your body is only temporary. It doesn't last very long. And these beautiful bodies, believe me, I wouldn't say I ever had a beautiful body, but I'm 73 now. They develop wrinkles. You lose your vigor, your youthfulness, and so forth. It doesn't last long. But now, so they're putting all their hopes and all their emphasis and their dreams upon something that won't last.
Yeah. Dave, you know, one of the reasons I'm sure this was in World Magazine, because it is a little startling, but I think the point the writer was trying to make is that we've gone from the development of so-called intelligence, that is breeding for intelligence, mm-hmm. now to breeding for beauty, as though man could really solve these problems. And he said he just believes the next step, you know, he may see it in the church sometime or accepted within the church. Now, breeding for morality. What do you think about that?
That's, again, Tom, you really startled me with this one. Morality doesn't come through breeding. It is not mm-hmm. in the genes.
Of course not.
And it is a matter of choice. And the real beauty of a person is in their spirit and in their relationship to the Lord, mm-hmm. in their submission to God's will. And you could be any kind of a physical specimen. In fact, beauty is probably a disadvantage. Or muscular body and great athletic skills could be a great disadvantage, because it could breed pride, mm-hmm. and it could turn a person from God to themselves. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to take care of your body, you shouldn't exercise, you shouldn't, you know, be an athlete.
Well, scripture says physical exercise is of some value.
Right. You should be the best mm-hmm. you can be at whatever you are, and you thank God, you know. If you're a beauty queen, thank God. I have a relative who at the age of 17 had her picture on the front cover of 17 magazine. And I know that they wanted her to get to New York and become a model and so forth. Instead, she chose to be a missionary and is serving the Lord in a foreign field. Mm-hmm. So, but it's a great temptation. I can remember in those days praying for her and being concerned. So now what we are doing, we don't care about truth.
Right.
We don't care about justice, about holiness. You see it displayed on the ads. You know, I watch very little television, but it seems to me some of these ads that come on, they would have been X-rated, I would think, a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Soft pornography.
They are catering to the lowest values that people have, to their sensuality and to their sensual ambitions, mm-hmm. but that man can do this sort of thing, that he can play around with genetics, and now he even has more temptations to face.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of Genesis 11. We've talked about it before. Why did God scatter the people at the Tower of Babel? And why did he confound their languages? Because he came down and he mm-hmm. saw what man was doing, and he said, the imagination of man's heart is only evil continually, and whatever they imagine, they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he scattered them. Well, now, what the world thinks, what we need is unity, get everybody back together, get us all speaking one language, and we can do whatever we imagine. And now we have man, as you said, playing God. That's frightening.
Right. And, Dave, there's a delusion here. I'll go on with the article. It says, Harris maintains that society's obsession with good looks is part of evolution, which favors fitness and good health. Attractive people are more popular and more successful in life. And, he says, of course, we all want what is best for our children. Now, this is incredible delusion. Mm. These are problems. I mean, messing with our genetic makeup, you know, that's more problems than scientists really want to be able to deal with.
So we're not leaving it to God, but we're playing God.
Right.
And that's exactly the lie of the serpent in the garden. That's the whole problem of the human race. And it's going to lead us to destruction.